Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Mr. Number 714. The Master Shepherd Through His Chosen Messenger Council's Conference Presidents. Audio. Excerpts from LNG. White Letters to Conference Executives, supplemented by a few published statements assembled especially for the study of the North American Presidents, April 1 to 3, 1979, when the President Council given at the 1883 General Conference, the Lord has been pleased to present before me many things in regard to the calling and labor of our ministers, especially those who have been appointed as presidents of conferences. Great care should be exercised in the selection of men for these positions of trust. There should be earnest prayer for divine enlightenment. Those who are thus appointed as overseers of the flock should be men of good repute, men who give evidence that they have not only a knowledge of the Scriptures but an experience in faith, in patience, that in meekness they may instruct those who oppose the truth. They should be men of thorough integrity, not novices, but intelligent students of the Word, able to teach others also, bringing from the treasure house things new and old, men who in character, in words, in deportment, will be an honor to the cause of Christ, teaching the truth, living the truth, growing up to the full stature in Christ Jesus. This means the development and strengthening of every faculty by exercise, that the workers may become qualified to bear larger responsibilities as the work increases. To learn in Christ's school, the Lord Jesus connected Judas and Peter with himself, not because they were defective in character, but notwithstanding their defects. He would give them an opportunity to learn in his school, meekness and lowliness of heart, that they might become co-laborers with him. And if they would improve these opportunities, if they would be willing to learn, willing to see their deficiencies, and in the light of a pure example to become all that Christ would have them, then they would be a great blessing to the church. Thus the Lord Jesus is still dealing with men. Some who are imperfect in character are connected with solemn, sacred interests, and when chosen for a special work, they should not feel that their own wisdom is sufficient, that they need not be counseled, reproved, and instructed. Brethren, if you feel thus, you will separate from the source of your strength, and will be in peril. You may be left to your own supposed sufficiency, to do as Judas did betray your Lord. Danger of looking to men for counsel. Some of our conferences are weak in Christian experience because their leading men and the people have followed their example, have sought for the approval of man with far greater anxiety than for the approval of God. They have looked to man for help and counsel more than to God. They have made men their burden bearers, and have accepted human wisdom just when and where they should have depended upon God. And too often those of whom they sought counsel needed help themselves, for their souls were not right with God. The presidents of our conferences have become weak and inefficient by making flesh their arm. Trust in the wisdom of man does not facilitate growth in grace and in the knowledge of Christ. Brethren, when perplexities arise in your conference, when emergencies are to be met, do not let these dark clouds drift into the general conference. This statement was made 18 years before union conferences were organized, if you can possibly avoid it. The president of the general conference should not be burdened with the affairs of the state conferences, as has been the case in the past. If you, with your associates in the work, cannot adjust the troubles and difficulties that arise in your conference, how do you think that one man can do this work for all the conferences? Why should you pour all your perplexities and discouragements into the burdened mind and heart of the president of the general conference? He cannot understand the situation as well as do you who are on the ground. Bear your own burdens if you shirk responsibility and crosses and burden-bearing, hard thinking and earnest praying, and look to the president of the general conference to do your work and help you out of your difficulties. Cannot you see that you lay upon him burdens that will imperil his life? Have you not mind and ability, as well as he? You should not neglect any part of the work because it calls for earnest,